Harper Audio presents The Hollywood Commandments, A Spiritual Guide to Secular Success by Devon Franklin with Tim Vandehay. This is Devon Franklin. Introduction: What the Church Doesn't Teach You About Success. I was basking in the afterglow of one of the biggest successes of my career when God spoke to me and told me it was time to get out of the boat. It was spring of 2014, and the movie Heaven is for Real, starring Gray Kinnear, had just shocked Hollywood by making almost $30 million in its first 5 days. I was senior vice president of production for Columbia Pictures, a division of Sony Pictures Entertainment, where I had been an executive for nearly 10 years, and I staked my career on my belief that Heaven is for Real would be a box office hit. I came to Hollywood because I wanted to be a producer and make entertainment fill with faith and hope. Entertainment that could inspire the world, like Heaven is for Real. I wanted to do that by running my own production company. I never had the desire to work long-term as a studio executive, and in that moment, I realized that God had been using my time as an executive to prepare me to run my own company one day. Apparently, that day had come sooner than I thought. As I felt the nudge in my spirit to get out of the boat, I knew what it meant. I had to quit my job. In the book of Matthew in the New Testament, there's a famous story that has always inspired me. It's the story of Peter getting out of the boat to walk on water to Jesus. Jesus had sent his disciples out on a boat to sail the Sea of Galilee after they had finished ministering and while he went up to the mountaintop to pray. When he finished praying, it was the middle of the night, and he walked on water toward the disciples' boat. When they saw Jesus walking on water, it scared them so much they thought he was a ghost. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 14, verses 27 to 29, New Living Translation, "Don't be afraid. Take courage. I am here." But Peter was the only disciple to speak up and challenge this claim, saying, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on water." Jesus said, "Yes, come." In that moment, Peter got out of the boat and did the impossible. He stepped onto the water and walked towards Jesus. This story was the perfect metaphor for what I was feeling, because I was constantly praying, "Lord, do you have more for me? Is the dream you gave me ever going to happen?" In this moment, it was as if Jesus was saying, "Come." But it also stopped me in my tracks. I realized that my studio executive job was the boat, and Jesus was my dream. In order for me to reach my dream, I was going to have to step completely out of my job. I was going to have to risk everything. That's the scariest thing about the story of Peter walking on water. He had no guarantee that the water would hold him. He risked drowning. He had to have faith that if Jesus was calling him to do this, somehow the water would transform underneath his feet into a firm surface he could walk on and not drown. But he wouldn't know until he stepped out of the boat onto it. Peter had to make a leap of faith. In the same way, I wouldn't know if I would fail or succeed until I had the faith to step out of my own boat and quit. Call to do more. Have you been there? Felt like God was calling you to something more? Something maybe a little scary and unfamiliar, but that would take you a step further into your purpose, your destiny. We all have at one time or another. It's always unexpected, and it can be confusing. There's no manual or set of rules that tells you what to do when God taps you on the shoulder and whispers, "It's time to make a move." You might feel fear, exhilaration, or both at the same time. I know, because that's how I felt. So believe me, I get it. On Easter Sunday, I got an email from the chairman of Sony Pictures, Amy Pascal, that read, "I hope you're feeling great." I was. It was a second email she sent me over the weekend, congratulating me on the success of Heaven is for Real. I felt something stir in my spirit when I got this email. And that's when I heard God say, loudly and clearly, "It's time to go. You've got to get out of the boat." So instead of just replying back to Amy's email by saying,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?